I came here tonight. I didn't know what to expect.
Когда я вышел этим вечером на этот ринг.
I seen a lot of people hating me, and I didn't know what to feel about that, so I guess I didn't like you much none either.
Я думаю, что я не любил их тоже.
During this fight, I seen a lot of changing.
В течение всего этого боя я понял, что многое изменилось.
The way you felt about me and the way I felt about you.
И я почувствовал, что вы тоже изменились.
In here, there were two guys killing each other. But I guess that's better than 20 million.
То я думаю, что это лучше, чем даже 20 миллионов долларов.
But what I'm trying to say is that if I can change,
я думаю, что каждый тоже изменился сегодня.
And you can change.
Вы можете измениться.
Everybody can change.
Каждый может измениться.
WSBC, this is the Hoolies Hooli. Welcome back to another show. My name is Patty Houlihan. With me, as always, is my brother Bill. Bill, how are you?
Good. Happy Christmas Eve.
And our great friend Clayton O'Brien. Clay, how are you?
Ho, ho, ho.
There you go. Ho, ho, ho. We had Sylvester Stallone at the top of the show.
Yep.
That's from Rocky IV. Mr. Trump asked him to be the representative of the National Endowment of the Arts this past week.
And he said no.
He said no. But I couldn't help but think of the Rocky IV clip as soon as I heard that.
It all comes back to, Rocky IV, Russia, Rocky IV, Trump.
Everything is like all
Trump could have been in Rocky IV as like a cameo, and like it would be totally fine. I know. Like,
yeah.
I got my money's on the Italian guy.
No, Drago brings in bigger gates.
Yeah. Drago sold
Look at the punching
tickets.
Power on this Russian. My goodness.
The fight promoter.
Uh-huh.
8,000 pounds of pressure. Whoa.
Huge. His technology's huge.
His tech, he's everything, and he's got a flat top.
Yeah, that really was the best movie.
It was
the
a great
best,
movie.
I think that was the best Rocky, for sure.
Yeah.
Rocky 1, still the
best.
Yeah.
That's what all the film geeks say.
Mm-hmm. Sure. You know, when it gets around Christmas time, you got to talk Rocky.
Rocky
right?
1, he doesn't even win.
AMC will probably do something. Like, they always do The Godfather or Rocky
they
or something like that.
They do always have The Godfather.
Like, there's like a marathon.
Well,
always.
Now Die Hard is becoming this big Christmas movie.
Well, because Die Hard takes place at Christmas time.
I understand.
The Godfather, on the other hand, is just Italian-Americans blowing each other's heads off.
Right, yeah.
But a classic, nonetheless.
And Goodfellas, too, is kind of a Christmas movie because of the Christmas theme
the
stuff in there.
The scene where the Christmas time is right after they knock off they have their Lufthansa heist.
All the heists seem to be around Christmas time.
Yeah, everyone's broke. Let's rip off people.
Yeah, exactly.
I guess so. Anyway, Stallone says no. Didn't want to do it.
Uh-huh.
But I couldn't help but think that when Trump was thinking about who to put in that that arts council kind of position, that he was like, hey, wait a second. Russia, USA, Russia, USA. What's a? Oh yeah, Stallone.
Let's
He'd be good
Stallone
for that.
Let's
he gave a speech on that once on film, and everybody would have resonated with that, right? I remember when we were at Marquette University, Bill.
Yeah. I think we've talked about this on the air before.
That our
too.
Good friend Pat Barrett tried to convince us that the Cold War had ended due to the fact of the release of Rocky IV.
He's got some
helped
valid
contribute
points.
Contribute to the end of it.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Hopefully, if things get really bad, they'll bring Stallone in and he can save us again.
I hope they do like movies they do movies in the park here in Chicago and Grant Park during
the
summer. You know? Can you imagine if Trump just said, we're doing movies in the park every Saturday, every park in the country will show Rocky IV. Everyone get some popcorn and watch Rocky IV.
Every weekend, same movie.
No, well, it's got to be patriotic themed. Okay. What are some other like USA rant movies?
Born on the 4th of July.
Sure.
American Ninja.
American Ninja, starring Michael Dudikoff. We've had that.
That's the second Dudikoff restaurant.
Yeah, Red Dawn
restaurant reference. Have you been to Dudikoff's restaurant?
No.
He probably does have a restaurant.
There's got to be a Dudikoff's like
somewhere. You know, it's funny that you brought
Ninja's
him.
Tacos.
I was talking about
Michael We're talking about the B-movie actor, Michael Dudikoff.
Yeah, from American Ninja, right?
And yeah, they made like six of them, didn't they?
They did.
Yeah. I was working with a girl on Saturday night at Duffy's, and they were having their, like, they do an ugly Christmas sweater party that this kid throws.
Yeah, uh-huh, sure.
Great turnout, considering the weather was terrible last Saturday. And, I mean, there had to have been 100 people there, but the girl that was working with me, she had, like, a T-shirt with Ralphie on it from A Christmas Story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, hey, you know, they have another Christmas shirt over at Kohl's if you want me to pick you up one, if you want to wear it behind the bar on Saturday. She said this to me on Friday. And I was like, no, I'm good. And she's like, well, it's a Chuck Norris, like, Christmas T-shirt. Oh. And I was like, not really a big Chuck Norris guy, you know? And then
I'm not a Chuck Norris guy.
This guy at the bar is like, "Who? Well, you don't like Chuck Norris?" And I was like, "I can't stand Walker, Texas Ranger." And then I said to him, "Who wins, Seagal or Chuck Norris?" I always have the argument with Seagal and Van Damme, and everyone's like, "Ooh, Van Damme, like his martial arts." And I was like, "Seagal still smoke him." But in the argument of Seagal, if he ever had to fight Chuck Norris,
yeah.
Seagal. Who would win, Chuck Norris? Chuck Norris or Santa?
Okay, getting back to the fact that
Chuck Santa Norris. Or Southern Santa?
Southern Santa or Chuck Norris would be a good fight.
Yeah, Southern Santa.
Great
would like,
fight.
Southern Santa would fight dirty though.
Great fight.
Yeah, yeah. I'd do fight dirty.
All right, let's go back. Rewind back. Bill, I couldn't help but think that when you made the Dudikoff reference, that perhaps. President-elect Trump made a call to Mr. Priebus there and said, Stallone said no. Get Dudikoff on the
who's
phone
the next
for me.
Best thing?
Get Dudikoff.
Get Bruce
Chuck,
Willis.
What about Chuck Norris?
He's going through the list of guys. They got to be tough. They got to kick ass.
Who are the toughest guys? Rambo, Chuck Norris, Seagal.
Is Carl Weathers still alive?
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, he's still alive.
Okay,
he's
so he played Apollo.
Apollo Creed.
No, he doesn't want Apollo because Apollo lost.
Yeah, he can't have any losers.
No. Apollo should have won that fight.
Apollo won.
Apollo, you should have won that fight.
That's he thinks they're all real?
That's what he says at the inauguration. This guy right here, he should have won that fight. Ladies and gentlemen, Apollo Creed, Carl Weathers.
No, he thinks it's actually Apollo.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Apollo Creed.
I've got a proposition for you, Mr. Weathers.
Mr. Creed.
Would you like to be Apollo Creed again? For 4 years only. It's going to be fun.
Eight.
Send you to grammar schools, the Oscars.
Trump's Automatic 8.
Automatic 8?
Yeah.
Great name of a movie. Huh?
Automatic 8.
Yeah, he directed that indie thriller, Automatic 8.
About the election.
About the election?
Real crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well,
who do you think he'll go with? Now, who currently is the president or director for the Endowment of the Arts?
Nobody knows.
Do you have any idea who this is? Who Barack Obama had in there? No?
I don't know. We're going to get that.
I guess we'll have to look that up.
We'll have to come back after commercial break and find that. Are you all settled? It's Christmas Eve.
Yeah, get the jitters out. Get the jitters out.
Can you feel it?
I'm happy it's finally calm. You know, tomorrow is the day.
Are you gonna
what are you gonna do? What's the first thing you're gonna do? I know the answer to that.
Well, see, I don't have children, so I'll be sleeping in, gentlemen.
I know what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna get up. I'm gonna have myself a big hearty bowl.
Oh yeah.
Of warm McCann's Irish oatmeal.
Delicious.
Yep. This show is sponsored by McCann's Irish Oatmeal. Everyone should have a bowl this Christmas. You're listening to the Hooli's Hooli. We'll be back after these short messages.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today, available at your local grocery store.
Putting your future in the hands of a lawyer can get personal, particularly in personal injury cases. You've got one shot at justice, so you're going to want a guy who thinks like you. Tom Gorman is Southside Irish all the way. He grew up in Holy Redeemer Parish, went to Brother Rice, and yeah, he got a ride to play ball at Notre Dame, played on the undefeated 1988 National Championship football team. After a shoulder injury ended his career, Tom stayed on with the Fighting Irish for his master's and law degree. Tom won the American Jurisprudence Award for trial advocacy at Notre Dame Law School, and he's been a trial lawyer ever since. Tom's practice is devoted exclusively to personal injury and wrongful death. Juries won million-dollar verdicts for his clients, but his focus remains on those families and their futures. Tom and his wife, Christine, have lived in Beverly for almost 20 years. They're raising their 5 kids in Christ the King Parish, Brother Rice, Mother McCauley, and their oldest son is now at ND as well. Lots of folks have to deal with tragedy. It's good to know there's a guy out there you can count on who will be in your corner to protect your family. You can call Tom Gorman directly at 312-345-7210 and tell him about your situation. Or go to the website, www.gormantriallaw.com. He's a good guy. There's no charge for the consultation, and you'll meet a new friend that's ready to fight for you and your family. Call Tom Gorman today at 312-345-7210 and tell him your story. Big Guy Sausage is located at 7021 Roosevelt Road in Berwyn, right across from DeJewel's. We serve blue-collar gourmet food. That means Italian sausage, Polish sausage, Chipotle sausage, bratwurst, hot dogs, burgers, Italian beef and sausage combos, prime rib sandwiches, bacon-wrapped cheddar brats. Hey, what else you want? We got it. You ain't gonna leave here hungry. We're right down the street from Fitzgerald's. Come on by Big Guy Sausage after the Hooli's Hooli or before. Or call 708-317-5213 and we'll have it delivered or ready for pickup. Ask anybody who eats here. It's awesome. Big Guy Sausage on Roosevelt Road in Berwyn. Big Guy Sausage, sorry, we don't serve weenies.
Don't serve weenies. They do not serve weenies. This is the Hooli's Hooli, 1240 AM, yeah. WSBC. Welcome back. Clay, you pumped for Christmas. Tomorrow's Christmas.
I'm pumped.
You got all the shopping done.
Everyone's good. Everyone's taken care of. It should be a glorious morning.
What did you have on your list this year? What did Clay want for Christmas?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Truly nothing.
I don't want anything. Don't get me anything.
I don't. You know what I need is pants. I need pants.
I need pants.
I did need pants.
General thing, right?
I don't have a lot of pants.
You don't have a lot of pants?
I want a sweater. I want a sweater.
Honey, I don't have a lot of pants.
I don't. It seems like I don't.
Dear Santa, bring pants.
I always get holes in them. I'm always throwing pants out.
Yeah. Billy, you got how many pairs of pants you got? A lot of pants?
I got probably at least 35, 40 pairs of pants.
Get out of here.
35 to 40 pairs of pants?
What are you, Henry Hill?
Easily. I went and got like everything dry cleaned last week. I think I spent over like $120.
You get your jeans dry cleaned?
No. Like, I got like... All my dress pants, I think I probably got like 10 of those. I probably got like.
Do you hang your jeans? Have you ever hung your jeans like you clip them at the top and they're full length hanging in your closet?
Yeah.
No.
I saw someone do that once.
No.
You did.
Yeah. I don't dry my jeans,
though. Italian person.
I don't put them in the dryer anymore.
Why not?
Yeah, they get out. They're too like crispy and tight.
Yeah, they got to be a little rugged, you know, a little farvish.
Yeah.
A little, you got to get those jeans kind of farvish.
Like Wrangler?
Yeah. Roll around a little, you know.
This Christmas, make sure you get your farvish jeans.
Get your chalk, get some chalk on them.
And lots of pants.
Yeah, roll pants, around in some chalk.
Pants are good.
Clay wants pants for Christmas.
I want sweaters.
Yeah.
You want sweaters?
I want a couple sweaters. I want like maybe a nice, like, you know.
Want like a nice V-neck, maybe a turtle.
Or do you want like turtles?
Or like an Irish sweater, like a white Irish sweater.
No, I ruin those. I have, and here's the thing, I only wear them like around St. Patrick's Day. I'm like, they're too itchy and woolly.
Melania, this Christmas, can I have a white Irish sweater? Hundreds of them, please.
Yeah.
So
I remember I ruined one. I spilled Guinness on it on St. Patrick's Day, and it's like, oh, that's done.
That's interesting that you say
light on it.
Sweater. Sweaters is kind of a Christmas holiday season thing, right? Got to get
absolutely
a sweater.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if we had a president? In other countries, you know, it's like the president of Iran, he's wearing a sweater. You know, like, imagine if Trump just started wearing like Cosby sweaters as our president.
Be great.
Would it be?
In an 8-ball jacket? Hey, are we doing deals or what?
Yeah. We got to get this deal with Russia done.
Let's do it.
Guys, I need the 8-ball jacket and a sweater.
No, he just takes it off and holds it up and someone takes it from him.
What do you mean, like a cardigan?
What do you mean? You lost me. I got
what do you mean, like a Cosby sweater?
Like a really ugly sweater that's
I see what you're saying with like just designs all over it.
Yeah, Bill Cosby made him famous as Dr. Huxtable.
Designs all over it, roofies in the pockets, you know.
Just disgusting.
Oh. Yeah, you went there.
Yeah. I don't have any ugly Christmas
he's
sweaters.
He's not getting
either,
away with
do
it.
You?
You don't have any, I don't, ugly Christmas sweaters?
No, but they're like a thing now. Like, you go into Walmart and they're like making ugly Christmas sweaters on
purpose. Yeah, because everyone has a party.
Exactly.
And everyone panics and goes, I don't have an ugly sweater.
Exactly.
And some genius out there goes, let's just make ugly sweaters.
Christmas is also a pajama kind of thing. Everyone put their pajamas on.
God, I don't own pajamas.
I was just going to ask you, Bill, do you have pajamas?
Yeah, they're called Champion Mesh Shorts.
Yeah.
I remember this was a thing a few years back, that you dated someone who was, they had a pajama theme. Everyone's got to put the pajamas on Christmas Eve.
Yeah, it's a theme.
That's a thing, yeah. I wouldn't want to partake in that. You know what? I was watching, I think, the news today, and they do like that holiday train.
Yeah.
I think Metro does, like, the holiday train. And there's people with their kids. I guess their kids, you can wear your pajamas on there. And there's people with their kids.
Are you talking about the Polar Express thing?
On the train.
I think that's it, yeah. That was a big deal yesterday.
Is that on the, what's the one on the L, though?
In Chicago?
That's totally different. The Polar Express is totally, the Polar Express, I think, might even be through Metro.
I think it is.
Mm-hmm. Whereas then the CTA has the holiday train. And that's just the train that's decorated
and you get mugged,
lights and all that stuff. Yeah, the Polar, the Metro's Polar Express theme is, it's a big
Santa
theme.
Comes
Santa
through.
Comes through.
He punches your ticket.
They serve hot chocolate. They read parts of the Polar Express. The kids are all given a little gift. It's cool. The CTA is just, you know.
The CTA, you don't know what to expect. It's
next
a beautiful experience.
Next stop, Kimball. You know, like,
oh, my.
Next stop.
I'm sorry, Timmy. I forgot to tell you. Santa goes poo-poo as well.
Yeah. Right over here.
He left a
there.
Present over there near those sliding
doors. Don't touch that.
Don't touch.
I just brought Brendan on the L. Actually, my whole family went down to the Walnut Room.
Oh, very nice.
We're doing that. Yeah. We did that last night.
We recorded
the show a little bit early.
Yeah,
so
right. You don't want to jump the gun.
Yeah, we're doing the Walnut Room
thing.
Was
the fairy there? Doing the fairy dust gig?
Yeah, I didn't get involved.
There's more than one there. There's
like 20 fairies doing the fairy dust gig.
We went on a weekday really early when they opened, so we got there like 11 a.m. But we took the L down. Brendan loved it.
Who, did he? Everybody went?
Yeah.
You, your wife, and the kids?
Correct.
Grandparents, anything like
that?
No,
just my people, yeah.
And just got, you know, got the boys sprinkled.
Got it out of our system.
Fairy dust over their head.
Yep, in and out real quick. It was beautiful.
Okay.
Yeah. It was a pleasant train ride.
Did you give the fairy a double sawbuck or anything like that?
The fairy didn't come to our table. She must have seen the
this is how it works.
The evil.
You gotta wave her over, and then they come over and they put the whole spiel.
She wasn't too enthusiastic.
Stick the double sawbuck in their pocket. That's how the fairy dust works. Green.
Thank you. I can't imagine the Chicago kind of centric guy. You know. We came here for the fairies, and there are no fairies at my table. I want the fairies at the table when I get here, okay? Is the manager here?
Yeah.
Yes, no. Mr. Manager, your fairy insulted my child.
This fairy is taking forever.
No, it's, I don't know. There's like, there's different themes. Though. They give you like rocks and stuff. I don't know. You'll find out. I mean, it's Tuesday, but.
They give you a big jewel bag filled with rocks. Here you go, buddy.
I wish the fairy at the Walnut Room was Brian Ferry from Roxy Music, and he came out in a suit and went, slave for love. You know?
Yeah, that'd be nice.
You sing slave to love to your kid?
Or Danny Ferry.
Right. Or Danny Ferry from the Boston Celtics.
Yeah, he just starts talking basketball. Comes out and he's like, hey, we traded Joe Smith.
Hey,
guys,
you want my autograph? Yeah, nobody does. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, that'd be good.
But no, it was a nice experience. It's really, really kind of a classic thing down there. I used to go with my dad and
at the old Marshall Fields, now Macy's.
Keep the tradition going.
Did you get the famous salad, the Marshall Fields salad?
Yes.
No, I had some. I can't remember what I had. It was pretty good though.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm hoping the food's good this year.
Yeah, it's good. It's the whole experience. It's the same amazing.
Every year. You're going down with, obviously, what, your in-law side of the family?
Yes, I am. It's a new family tradition.
Are you going for, like, dinner?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going for dinner.
Nice.
Go for dinner. Stay for fairies.
Obviously, we're recording
here. A lot of pictures.
We're recording here on Tuesday, but when are you going?
I'm going Friday night before the day before this show airs.
So you'll see the tree. Yeah, stuff down there.
That's going to be just magical.
Speaking of the tree, I went and got the tree.
Yeah.
Christmas. I waited until I was the last week to get my Christmas tree.
Smart.
Uh-huh.
You'd think, right?
Why?
I got burned on this one.
Why?
Because I made them out of you, I've heard.
Where'd you go?
Well.
Where'd you go to Hinsdale, buy a tree?
He always loves to get the big tree.
This is what happens. I went last week, just last Sunday. Charlotte was like, we got to go get the tree. I said, come on, Charlotte, come with me. Took my daughter to go get the tree. We hopped in the car, drove by the lot on Des Plaines and Madison, or Des Plaines and Roosevelt Road
sure.
first.
Yeah, that's the Portillo's.
I did a little drive-by. I went, I don't like these trees. They don't look good to me.
Okay.
Uh-huh. All right. And then I went to Home Depot up in Westchester.
Yeah,
right?
On 22nd.
Yeah.
Sure.
And I get there, and I walk in. I go, yes, please direct me to the Christmas trees. You know, the guy said, they're in the nursery. I said, okay. I said, is there a guy there to help me? Will he bring it out to my car and tie it to my car for me, all that stuff? Yeah, well, you got to drag it through here to get rung out. I go, what? I look, he's like, yeah, you got to grab the tree from the nursery. He goes, the guy went home. He's gone for the night.
Bad idea. I would have walked out right there.
So,
said, don't
well,
forget it.
I'm getting to that. So I went into the nursery and I looked at the trees. And obviously we've had below zero frozen tundra weather for the last
week. Right,
The trees are like stuck and frozen to each other. I can't even decipher which one is good, which one is bad.
Sure.
And I look at the guy and I go, am I just supposed to pick one up and drag it in there and they're going to wring it out? And then the guy at the checkout helps me hook it to my car. Yeah, that's right. I'm like, I'm not dragging this thing 60 yards to go get it checked out and then pay $50 for it.
Did
or
you
something?
Have gloves on and everything? I mean, you got to dress appropriately for that kind
no,
of
I
hauling.
Had none of it.
You
I
get
wanted
the sap on you and everything.
You wanted full service.
I wanted full service.
Then you should have gone over to the guy on Des Plaines.
I did. I turned around. I said, Charlotte, come on. Oh. We're going back. The guy goes, what? You don't want a tree anymore? I said, no, I want the full service experience, and I want to help the small businessman.
Well, good for you. That's good.
Originally, I said, nah, the small businessman's got poopy
trees. Were you trying to hound him kind of like how
price?
Ralphie's dad does in A Christmas Story where he negotiates the deal.
You can't really do that at Home Depot. It's all corporate.
But you can do that on the other lots. You can barter.
I didn't want to haggle. I mean, trees are like $35 now. I was like, no, that's okay.
They used to be like.
So you went to the new guy. He hooked it up. He threw it on there.
I went back.
Roped it.
I looked around. The trees were very small.
Sure.
You know.
Sure.
I go. Give me the biggest tree you have. You know. He goes.
Oh no.
Huh? I said, I want a 6-footer. You know. He goes. You're about 6 feet, so one as tall as you. I go. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Give me a 6-footer. He goes. How about this one? He pulls it out. It's tall, and I go, well, that'll do. That looks pretty good. It's not too skimpy. You know, nice and full.
Uh-huh.
I go, will you tie it to the car? Yeah, okay. Brought my stand with me. Very important to bring
smart.
Your stand with you.
Go, smart.
Pop it in the stand, make sure it fits. I go, okay. Boy, was that a nightmare once I got home. I get the thing home. I put it in the stand, which was fine, right away. Then I let the tree settle. I put water in the thing.
Sure.
The tree settles. All of a sudden, all the branches fall. It's huge. Huge. Uh-huh. I got to move a table out of my living room. Like, I literally have to reorganize the furniture in the living room for this tree now.
Uh-huh.
My wife's like, what have you done? The tree's way too big for the house. And I had to go out and get additional lights and all that. But it's all done now.
Uh-huh.
Fell over once already on me after, you know.
What happened to your brilliant idea of taking the fishing line?
Taking the fish wire and hook it to the wall. You might have to patch your wall a little,
exactly.
But it's worth it.
Coming up next. That's the next move.
Well, I thought it was supposed to be done from the beginning. This is what your advice was. What was that, 2 weeks ago?
Last year. Yeah. Except I'm a renter. My landlord doesn't like holes in the wall.
Yeah, okay.
No holes in the wall.
I've been just sitting at the edge of my couch watching my one-year-old go up and just been firmly saying
no
repetitively.
No.
Until he gets it now. He's just like, eh?
Yeah. What is Santa going to bring him this year?
Oh, everything you can possibly imagine.
Any Hatchimals?
No Hatchimals.
My mom was very over the moon that she found a Hatchimal for my daughter Charlotte.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
It's a huge deal, I guess.
People are going bonkers. Stabbing
for these
each other to get those things.
Mm-hmm. I got stabbed over a Hatchimal.
I'm doing 30 years.
Officer, I'm sorry. This guy stabbed me for a Hatchimal.
What are you in for? Stab someone over a Hatchimal. Doing 15.
Yeah.
You're going to have one excited child on your hands.
Well, that's what it is with these kids. I think I was talking to somebody.
With these kids.
And then they play
with
it for a week, and they're like.
These wacky, silly kids. Gee.
No, the Hatchimal thing, when you see what it is. Okay,
first they're putting pegs in their bike, and now this.
It's an egg, and it hatches, and this little furry animal comes out. All right? It's not necessarily that it's, you know, kids are intrigued that it's a cool toy. It's all, everything with toys now for these kids is all about the reveal.
Yes, we spoke about this last episode, hence the famous YouTube channels of just people making millions of dollars opening presents.
So I think that the toy makers, you know, obviously we had talked about it, you know, that's what it is, the reveal. We got to have a toy where it reveals something, and that's what will spark the human interest in our brand. So I guess, I don't know, what do we do, some eggs with our faces popping out of them for our Irish American
for Billy's
friends?
Toys?
Yeah, Billy's toys.
Billy's toys. It's Billy's toys.
Like, that's a good theme song.
What if we
nice.
Say something that like you open?
That's all it is.
Write like, that down.
Like, we should just make an egg that when you open it, it's just a bunch of shamrocks and it says "Happy St. Patrick's Day" from Billy's Toys.
I like it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's all about the guy's voice at the end of the commercial.
Really?
It's Billy's toys. No.
Only available at Billy's Toys.
You sounded like Vincent Price.
So you're supposed to.
Only available at Billy's Toys.
Oh, it got creepy there.
It's Vincent Price.
Getting a lot of only available at Billy's Toys.
Yeah, you got
to
be upbeat.
Hey, are you guys going to be doing, you know, reading The Night Before Christmas or anything to your kids?
You know what?
You know, anything like that?
I just got that book. Someone just gave it to my son, so I have read it already.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's great. My dad used to have it memorized. He used to just...
It was the night before Christmas. Yeah. What about, you know, like the stockings, doing all the stocking stuff?
Yeah.
We don't really stuff stockings. We have them hanging, but we don't really put stuff in them. They're kind of just, they're decorative.
We got, I mean, we used to have them, and then as I got older, there was like, I don't know.
I never got stuff in my stocking.
I did, and I thought they were the best gifts, because it was always
like. I was a rotten kid, though.
I think I got a Swatch watch 1 year. Remember how hot those were? Everybody wanted a Swatch watch in the 80s and 90s. Those were baller.
Baseball cards. That's what it, like.
Yeah.
My parents had go and buy like the, you know, an individual card that you were obsessed with, stuff that in your stocking.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I remember I got a Hank Aaron in my stocking and I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
Or Pete Rose or something like that. Yeah.
Right. I got a Billy Ripken FU card, rated rookie, upper deck.
Yeah.
I got Pete Rose. Yeah.
Mine would be like, it might be like candy, cologne, a Hank Aaron card. maybe some Gillette razors, because I think I was probably around the age of getting ready to shave.
You sound like what an ex-ball player would do.
This is at Billy's Toys board meeting.
Some big league chew.
If you want to sell stocking stuffers, we got to have candy, cologne, baseball cards,
razors,
and Swatch watches.
Cigarettes.
Razors. Cigarettes.
Now that's an idea, huh?
Maybe a Zippo. Zippo fluid.
I had a buddy of mine who used to get his brother... For Christmas every year, he would wrap a pack of cigarettes and said Merry Christmas on it.
That's great.
You know who we're talking about. We used to find it very amusing.
Pack of reds.
If you got a carton of cigarettes, you'd be a happy camper.
Yeah. That's an expensive gift.
That is an expensive gift. Yeah.
You're not getting that from me.
We did Secret Santa at work this week. You do Secret Santa at work?
We do not do that at work, no. We do, you know, we just kind of, this year we kind of made the pact that we were all going to pitch in and get our boss one thing, and then he was going to kind of do something similar for us. We're just going to go out and we're just going to go out for drinks and like steak dinner one night and have a good time, blow some steam off.
That's nice.
That's the best way to do it, I think.
Yeah.
We got a brand new office. We did it this week. We had it today, actually.
Uh-huh.
Lovely. You know, it was a $20 minimum, you know.
Cool.
There's always that guy who goes overboard, though, right?
Right. You
know? So I have in mine Secret Santa bag, you know.
Yeah.
Like a month ago, they go, what do you want for Secret? The girls in the office were organizing, you know, write down on a piece of paper what you want for Santa, you know?
Uh-huh.
I was like, yeah, gift cards are good. Okay, back to work now. You know, it's interesting that some guy would write, you know, like, I would like one of them stocking stuffers from Billy's Toys or something like that, you know?
Yeah.
But people do this. They have very particular wants.
Sure.
But anyway, some guys just write booze. You know, or some makes
those
it simple.
Are my favorite kinds
makes
of
it
gifts.
Simple.
Yeah.
So I got to work today, and all of a sudden I went, oh, I said, oh, it's Secret Santa Day. You know, I said, I got to go. So I went across the street to 7-Eleven and
got some scratch offs.
That would have been a great one.
Yeah.
But the guy that I had, my sales director, said he wanted booze.
Right? Now, here's the thing about that. If you give a scratch off, and the person, let's say, wins $5,000, are they obligated to give you any of that money?
Absolutely not.
No,
never.
Right?
No.
Nope,
do you want to hear something?
That's their dough.
That's why I don't give them out, because I've never won myself. If I had already won Lotto, I'd go, greatest gift in the world, get everybody Lotto tickets. But if I haven't won and the guy that I give the ticket to wins, that's Jimmy Stewart time. You know,
I heard
that's
a story. This is a true story. This happened to someone. Ready?
Yeah.
This person pulled into a, up to a liquor store with their girlfriend, I believe, at the time, or wife. It was the actual wife.
Mm-hmm.
And he ran in, and she goes, give me a scratch off, whatever. And he comes out, and he had to get something to drink. And so he gives her the scratch off. She wins 10 grand right there in the car.
Yeah. Wow.
She looks at him and goes, you're not getting a penny of this.
Huh?
Punched yeah. her.
No, they did get divorced.
Wow.
Not over that. I don't know if it was over that. But she goes, you're not getting a penny of this.
Yeah.
And he goes, first of all, it's my money. I just went in and bought the thing for you with my money. So I technically own that.
So was there like a big lawsuit and everything?
No. Didn't even go through all that. Yeah. I was like, you know what? See ya.
He already wanted to get divorced anyway. He was like, well, that was easy.
Right.
But
you're right about the lotto tickets. That's why I don't do it. I have that phobia that I can't give them out unless I've already won.
Yeah. So booze.
Booze. So I go and get...
Always a great gift.
Yeah, but it had to be a $20 minimum, right?
That's fine. You get a bottle of Tito's for $19.
I got
bucks,
a nice
man.
Bottle of Bullet Bourbon. Okay? $20.
Good choice.
A little half dog, you know?
A half dog for $20?
It was a pint. You know, it wasn't a big
you're
boy.
You're getting ripped off, man. That's because you're downtown.
Maybe so, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, I wrap it up and give it to him. You know, he opens the gift, and everyone gathers around and opens their gifts. You know, uh-huh. I got a gift card to Panera.
Oh, nice!
Bread bowls for all.
Hey,
you know?
When you're sitting there,
I
enjoying
thought to myself,
it.
Boy, this was an inspired gift card. You know, the guy's sitting there going, "I don't have a chili in a bread bowl." Oh yeah, give me Panera gift card. Give that to him.
Okay,
you know?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So yours was the best gift, is what you're saying?
No, mine was the most uninspired gift.
Uninspired? What's uninspired? What's uninspiring about liquor?
Oh no, I got a bread bowl.
Listen.
Oh, what you gave, I'm saying, was the
what
best.
You,
gift.
What he gave, the person's gonna
no.
enjoy. What
somebody
he got, he's not gonna enjoy.
Dang,
now
it.
Listen.
Yeah.
You're gonna have a good time with that soup. I promise you, you're gonna be eating it, going, this is not that bad.
It's gonna be better than a turkey sub from Jersey Mike's. That's for sure.
I heard some of the worst gifts people are giving these days are. Like emergency ponchos for like if your car breaks down. Like the,
oh yeah,
people are giving those.
But anyway, he opens his
that's
gift.
Not bad actually.
He opens his gift. Everybody opens their gift in front of each other, right? Everyone's mm-hmm. like, "What'd you get?" I go, "I got a gift card to Panera."
Yes, they shouldn't do that. They shouldn't do that. To
it
people.
Was like every like smattering golf clap, you know? Like,
yeah.
Lucky.
Isn't
you.
It pathetic? Just a uh-huh. pathetic thing.
You know? I looked at the box that the gift card came in. Uh-huh. The box was $5. I go, no. Look at the box is 20% of the buy here. This is unbelievable. I said to the guy sitting next to me, I go, the box is reusable. Use that again. Anyway, my sales director gets the Bullet Bourbon.
Mm-hmm.
The girl in our office next to him gets a bottle of Bullet Bourbon five times the size of the one that I got him.
Oh, no.
I'm thinking, and he's looking over there. He's going, well, I got this and she got that. You know, and I'm like, well... Somebody has always got to be the person who goes over the $20.
What I'm
minimum.
Telling you, my friend, is...
It's humiliating.
As someone who's in the liquor industry, you probably bought that bottle at a 7-Eleven.
I did.
The markup was probably twice as much of what it actually sells at retail outside in the suburbs somewhere. All mm-hmm. right?
Well, he didn't have time.
So all you Christmas Eve listeners, stay away from 7-Eleven so, if you're buying booze.
So the girl who got the big bottle of liquor, whoever bought her that gift...
Mm-hmm.
Was someone who was prepared and went shopping the night before in the suburbs and got a good deal.
An alcoholic, perhaps. Someone
I don't know.
I tell you, your bottle's bigger, but whoever bought that bottle's in the know and is a drinker.
Yep. Well,
got
they,
it dirt
they,
cheap.
They, mm-hmm. You know, you're the kind of consumer that I love. Just
really?
An impulse, you know, doesn't look at the price, just give me the thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
I wish that someone had me like that, you know?
Like a half dog? Are you talking about like the, what are you talking about, a 375, a 200 ml, a 750? What size are
whoa,
we talking
whoa,
here?
Whoa.
Getting into booze talk.
Take
here
it
now,
easy, measurement boy.
Billy's Toys is in the factory mode here, talking size.
That's how he's going to be at Billy.
Liquor,
at Billy,
toys.
At Billy Toys meeting. Now what are we talking, robots, footballs, dials? What are we doing here?
What size? How many ounces on that football?
How many ounces on that baby bottle we produced last year?
I don't know. That's what my curiosity was.
You got to get into
it's
toy
gonna mode.
It's
going to drive me crazy now.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I'm going to be thinking, you know. Eh.
Hey, could let him spend what he wants.
Yeah. Was the sales manager, did you go up to, you should have just said, it's the thought that counts.
No, I went right up to mine. I said, that was me that got you that, you know? Uh-huh. I said, I didn't know that somebody was going to go and get a, you know, a swimming pool of bourbon for the guy standing next to you, you know?
Uh-huh.
Said, it's a thought that counts.
Oh, did he say that?
Yeah, that's pretty.
God bless him.
Yeah, that means he doesn't like it.
You know what? Everyone's getting McCann's Irish oatmeal next year.
Everybody
be happy.
Now that's keeps on giving. That's the greatest gift.
That's right.
Yeah, you're right.
Or something from Billy's Toys.
Something from Billy's Toys is
a prototype from Billy's Toys.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, Christmas, man.
So they don't do Secret Santa at your place of work?
No, we don't do that. No, like I don't know. A lot of people do the white elephant stuff too.
What's that?
The white elephant stuff is goofy gifts, like really off the wall, crazy stuff, mm-hmm. where you can kind of like everybody picks out of a hat, and then I think you get like a number, like all the toy like gifts are all numbered or whatever.
Okay.
And then you just kind of grab the gift and you're like, oh, I got this.
Oh, I got the yeah.
It's the white elephant stuff.
The can with the snake.
Those are kind of fun. I think those are probably more fun than Secret Santa stuff because everything in white elephant is goofy and crazy and funny. Fun.
Something that nobody will ever want.
Well, the idea behind the white elephant thing is that yeah, you get it, you open it, everyone laughs about it, and then everybody at the party usually starts consuming copious amounts of alcohol right. while they play with the stupid gift.
And then they leave it behind.
Mm. Probably. Or a lot of people trade. People are always trading as the night goes on. Or
goofy sweater, perhaps.
All kinds of
Chuck
stuff.
Chuck Norris Christmas shirt.
Yep.
Something like that.
What do you think
something
Chuck like Norris wears to bed?
Pajamas. Nothing.
No, like a...
he said nothing.
Bill says nothing.
Nothing except a black belt.
The black
nothing,
belt.
Just black belts.
Full dojo attire, I think.
Alex, I'll take Chuck Norris pajamas for $400. On Thursdays, he wears.
I want to write a book, and it's people in their pajamas. Like, I want to do Norris, Putin, Trump.
Yeah.
That's a good coffee,
Morgan like, Freeman.
Is it coffee table book.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be something?
It'd be amazing.
It'd be
you know
great.
What? I just had a great
even
idea.
Even if it's like my shorts and a tee.
Right.
You're still in.
That's what Marky Wahlberg right, wins.
Sure.
Right,
sure. Yeah, Wahlberg's in.
What do you wear to
I
bed?
I got to think of a toy now. For
that's the, it's the title.
What do you wear to bed? W-H-A-D-D-A. Yeah, what do you wear to bed?
Make it real millennial.
Question mark.
Trying to reach the young crowd with this one.
Mm-hmm.
Misspelling the title and
forward,
such.
Forward by Lawrence Flint.
Hey, that doesn't sound like something that would be suitable for children.
The whole forward is spelled out phonetically.
It's only audio.
Right. This book is about celebrities in their pajamas and what they wear to bed.
You're out of your mind, you know that?
I don't know why Larry Flint's been making an appearance.
three
two
episodes
weeks
in a row.
Is it three
crazy.
In a row?
It's three in a row.
All right, he's, you know,
he's done. You know... Yeah, God bless the Flints.
I just holiday season. I knew you were going to say that.
That's the last we're going to hear of the Flints for a while.
I knew that was coming. It wouldn't be our episode.
All
of
the Flints, too.
Put that in your intentions at Mass at 6:30 Mass, you know?
Ma, I'm going over to the Flints for dinner.
Does anybody have any intentions this holiday season? For my cousin Joe, who's battling stage 4 colon cancer.
Hold on.
Yes, and for Lawrence Flint.
Please yell out Larry Flint at church when they do...
I think you
that's
probably
a good
get,
way to get knocked out cold.
What are those called? Petitions?
The intentions.
Special intentions.
Special intentions.
You probably would get struck
what are
by
those
lightning
called?
Or
petitions?
Something like
that. I ain't no religious fella.
Oh, man. Bill, what you were saying?
I said, you know what? You know, as we're talking here on the air, there's probably a lot of people tomorrow on Christmas Day. They're going to, you know, sitting down and having dinner, and they're going to be with their brothers and sisters and relatives, and they're going to be talking about how they could come up with better ideas for the toys that they saw.
Oh.
Yeah. So, you know, we've been doing that already, and I'm thinking that, you know, we had Billy's Toys.
This is Billy's Toys mission statement right now.
Yeah.
This Christmas.
Here at Billy's Toys, we know you've been sitting around sending dinner talking about how your toys can be improved.
My name is Billy, owner.
Hi, I'm Billy, toys. Owner, proprietor, Billy's Toys.
Yeah. Send me your suggestions.
Send your suggestions to P.O. Box 1252.
No, send them to WSBC 1240 AM.
Van Nuys, California.
All right.
Billy, we should make a Billy's Toys commercial, even though we have no product.
It's going to be the poster when we let this podcast out next. We'll just
your first toy is going to be a wooden egg.
For what? Wooden eggs?
That's it. It doesn't do anything.
What about
pet rock? Millennial eggs.
Millennial eggs.
Millennial
eggs.
What do they do?
Millennial eggs.
They're hope eggs.
Yeah, you can paint it a different color if you buy paint.
I'll think of some
paintbrush.
I mean, I've been thinking of stuff like, I don't know, man. We'll get there, though.
Oh, we'll get there. We'll put a rocket on something if we have to.
That's
good. I'm thinking maybe a wiffle ball bat that has like tiny little holes in it.
Yes.
All the way around, like just tiny, like
pinholes.
Pinholes. And then
for aerodynamic swing?
For aerodynamic swing. Hmm. Like, I mean, just crushing the ball. Just whipping right through the air with that thing.
Wow.
Let's go to, we were going to play a Christmas song. Weren't we?
Yeah.
Clay, you wanted to hear the Ronettes.
I love the Ronettes.
I do too.
I love this Christmas album. It's a Phil Spector Christmas spectacular. I've been hearing it for many, many years. My family used to play it. It's a good time. Here we go. Clip, clap, clip, clap,
clip, clap. Listen to that horse.
That's me. I'm good at that, right?
Yes, you are. You're listening to the Hooli's Hooli. Welcome back. Wow, the Ronettes. Nothing better than that, right?
They don't make tunes like that anymore.
You got to get in your car and crank that loud whenever you hear that.
Yeah.
It's one of those Christmas songs. That goes
you got to wear an overcoat and smoke cigarettes at some point when you listen to that.
Mm-hmm.
Drive a Cadillac if you can.
And be eating in a diner.
You haven't lived until you've, yeah, smell like coffee. Yeah.
Coffee, squares, everything.
You name it. So, yeah, Santa's coming.
He's definitely
coming. That jolly fella.
That jolly fella. Did you ever think that you saw Santa Claus as a kid, Clay? You went downstairs and saw him putting the presents by the tree or heard him? Did you ever try to
definitely hear. I definitely thought I heard. A few times, yeah.
Ooh, I hear him. He's downstairs.
And then my older brother and sister would kind of play into it, you know, when I was real little, like 6, 7.
Right.
And they would, you know, whatever. Go throw stuff at the window and blah blah blah.
I used to go and stare out the window and convince myself that I could see him in the sky.
Crazy.
You'd be waiting and looking up and seeing like a red light in the sky. It was probably just from a plane or
probably a MiG.
One of them aliens they talk of. That ain't no Santa. That's one of them aliens. Go back to bed. But yeah, I used to go and look out the window and wait for Santa Claus. Bill, did you ever think that you saw Santa Claus as a kid? Did you ever see him?
No, I saw Mr. Clean once, I thought, in a dream, but I never saw Santa Claus.
You saw Mr. Clean in a dream? That rhymes.
It was, when we lived in Elwood Park, it was when we moved
Were you
there,
expecting like, Santa and you got Mr. Clean?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Ho, ho, ho. It's me, Mr. Clean.
Does Mr. Clean talk?
Hi, Bill.
Actually, if Mr. Clean could come over to my house and clean it, that'd be great. That'd be probably the best Christmas gift I think I could ask for. Like, just sparkle. You know how, like, they sparkle?
Yeah, you need sparkles.
I need sparkles and everything. Just, like...
Ain't gonna happen.
No. Wishful thinking, though.
You saw Mr. Clean in a dream. I want to elaborate on that a little bit.
I saw him in a dream. It was weird. We were in Elmwood Park, and it had to have been, like, 1986. And remember how all the kids said that the house that we rented was haunted?
Yes.
I think we talked about this on the... I don't know if we've talked about Bad Annie before on the air, have we?
I think we did a little bit.
Maybe. Yeah, we lived Annie's house.
When we moved to Elmwood Park from Manhattan, and I think it was the summer of 85.
Great time to move to Elmwood.
And, yeah.
The height of the IROC Z era.
You're just a little kid, and you're coming from... New York, you're walking around, you're fascinated that you can actually play on your block. You know, it's like, wow, it just seemed like total suburbia to me.
Yeah.
But what, like all the kids that like lived in that neighborhood were like, oh, you're the family that moved into where Bad Annie used to live. And apparently Bad Annie was an older woman who was mean to the kids and stuff. And
she was bad.
She was bad, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
And they said that the house was haunted and all these things. I never really believed them. Until I had a dream.
Mr. Clean told
I had
you.
A dream one night, and I saw this bald man, like this big bald guy that looked like Mr. I was dreaming, obviously, but
what
scared
did he
the
say?
Heck out of me.
He handed you a sponge or something?
He told me that in 2017, you're going to start a brand called Billy's Toys. no, I don't know. I just remember waking up and being like, Ma! You know,
Mr. Clean's upstairs. He wants to talk to you.
No Santa Claus, though. But I used to try to, like, you know, kids do try to stay up late. I think.
Did you ever catch your parents, like, doing the toy stuff in the middle of the night?
No.
I didn't either.
Never.
Not really. You're all pretty good about that.
That was pretty well done. What about you, Pat?
No. I always thought that I heard him. That was about it. I could hear footsteps, and I'd be like, oh, he's here. And then did you ever, like, the best part was waking up in the morning and walking downstairs and seeing all the presents.
Better feeling.
No better feeling in the world.
No.
I'll never forget one year my aunt Eileen called my mom and said that one of her daughters, I forget which one it was, might have been Erin.
Yeah.
Before everybody got up for Christmas morning, she got up at like 5 in the morning, went downstairs, opened everyone's gift. Every single gift that they had wrapped, opened every single gift in the living room. And all the brothers and sisters, and she was just
playing with them when they came
walked downstairs, and she was just sitting there playing with every gift. They just opened everybody's gifts.
She just couldn't wait.
Yep, couldn't wait.
That's punishment.
Yeah.
That sounds like something Charlotte might do, Pat.
Really? I don't think so. Charlotte's beyond that at this point.
Yeah, you might be right. I don't know. 6, 7?
It's like, it's hard waiting. It's hard.
It is.
You can't sleep. It's like torture. It really is.
Especially when you're 7 years old.
Especially when you got a hatchimal waiting on there.
You got a hatchimal.
Waiting to hatch on you.
Yep. Stockings aren't enough. Let's take one final commercial break. We'll be back after these messages.
Putting your future in the hands of a lawyer can get personal, particularly in personal injury cases. You've got one shot at justice, so you're going to want a guy who thinks like you. Tom Gorman is Southside Irish all the way. He grew up in Holy Redeemer Parish, went to Brother Rice, and yeah, he got a ride to play ball at Notre Dame. Played on the undefeated 1988 National Championship football team. After a shoulder injury ended his career, Tom stayed on with the Fighting Irish for his master's in law degree. Tom won the American Jurisprudence Award for trial advocacy at Notre Dame Law School, and he's been a trial lawyer ever since. Tom's practice is devoted exclusively to personal injury and wrongful death. Jury's $1 million verdicts for his clients, but his focus remains on those families and their futures. Tom and his wife, Christine, have lived in Beverly for almost 20 years. And they're raising their 5 kids in Christ the King Parish, Brother Rice, Mother McCauley, and their oldest son is now at ND as well. Lots of folks have to deal with tragedy. It's good to know there's a guy out there you can count on who'll be in your corner to protect your family. You can call Tom Gorman directly at 312-345-7210 and tell him about your situation. Or go to the website, www.gormantriallaw.com. He's a good guy. There's no charge for the consultation, and you'll meet a new friend,
Mortgage, ready to fight for you and your family. Call Tom Gorman today at 312-345-7210 and tell him your story.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started 80 years ago by their grandfather. Today, 15 members of the family still work together. And as in their grandfather's day, they're service-oriented and believe that the only way to do something is the right way. Flood Brothers are price competitive, so you can count on them to exceed your expectations. So contact Flood Brothers for a quote on your solid waste, recycling, and yard waste collection services. And remember, their motto, your rubbish is our bread and butter. So call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or at floodbrothersdisposal.com.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today, available at your local grocery store.
Oh, yeah. Hopefully everyone will hear this in their head at about 5 o'clock in the evening tomorrow, right?
Little drummer boy?
Yeah.
I believe that they play this in A Christmas Story when he
says, do.
Oh, what's over there? What's that behind the tree over there?
Yeah. Yeah.
When Ralphie gets his gun.
Yeah. And amazing.
Der Bingle, obviously, drummer boy, your favorite is Bowie and Der Bingle.
Yes. I like that.
If you get a chance, listen to Bob Seger do Little Drummer Boy. It's quite funny.
Yes. And if you're looking for a hair transplant this season, ask Effie L. L. Bosley for the Bob Seger.
or the Kenny Rogers.
It's 50,000 grafts.
That's right.
Now, you used to bartend on Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
Are you doing that this year?
No.
Okay. Retired from that. Retired from the Christmas Eve bartending.
It's just that I can't. You know, yeah. I have children.
It's
and
work.
Like, I can't go out and be tending bar with a family at home on Christmas Eve. It's ludicrous.
I think you did it when Charlotte was younger, you were still doing it.
Yeah, I was. But no more. Can't do it.
Do you guys, I mean, a lot of people like go out sometimes on Christmas Eve night after they finish with their families. They go out and they just get schnockered.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm noticing in the bar industry, at least in Forest Park where, you know, where I live, a lot of bars are not staying open anymore on Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
It's just not going down.
Yeah. I mean, it's
family
time.
I know in the city
it does, but like we have, there's special holiday hours. I love Christmas Eve night.
Yeah.
I've had
who doesn't? Every kid in the world, every adult in the world. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing.
I think 2 years ago, I'll
tell you guys, this Christmas Eve, it's a beautiful, beautiful thing.
2 years ago, I had a bit too many drinks on Christmas Eve.
Yes, tell me more.
And I had, you know, I like
you
to
had
have,
an incident.
I had
did you pee pee on yourself?
I had some friends over from the bar after, you know,
bar friends, huh?
Lots of good friends.
Holiday bar friends.
Lots of them.
And they were over at my house after the bar closed. So you can imagine it was probably 2:30 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm playing, I think I was in my kitchen.
Blaring Christmas songs.
Playing the mandolin.
I was blaring Christmas in Killarney. And
your neighbors love you.
I'm sure they do. And, you know, we're pouring whiskey and everything. And I'm like, oh, I forgot this. I got to get out of that. Go run out to the car and get it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was a bit loaded, and I went to reach for the handle of the passenger side door to get something out of the front seat.
Yep.
And I pulled it too fast.
Yeah.
And my depth perception was a little bit off.
Yeah.
And the corner of the car door caught me right under my eye.
Ooh.
Cut me open.
Yep. Ooh. You hit yourself in the face with the door.
Mm-hmm.
I was dating a young lady at the time, and I had to go to one of her family parties the next morning and explain that.
Yeah. Did you tell them that exact story? Or did you say you got hit by a hawk?
They all knew that I had some drinks in there. That I got hit by a hawk?
Hawk flew right into my face.
That would have been awesome.
It's unreal.
It's so cold in Chicago that a hawk was out and pecked me in the face.
It was snowing like crazy. You couldn't
actually
see me.
One of the, I just say, oh, I was helping Santa with some of the reindeer, and I was tying one of the bells onto Rudolph's neck, and It caught me in the eye.
Dead serious. I work for Santa.
Yeah, you were working late. It happened at like 2:30 in the morning.
Little factory mishap with Santa. No biggie.
Kids, don't mind Uncle Billy. That's just one of them reindeer kisses he's got right there.
Yeah.
Reindeer scratch my face.
I'm sure they're...
if you really want to know.
Scratch my face.
Uh-huh. Now, what are we having for supper?
There's probably all kinds of incidents like that where
supper.
Siblings and people aren't around each other all year, and then they're out with each other on Christmas Eve, and they realize how much they don't like each other sometimes.
Nothing worse than having like an incident before like a family thing.
It happens all the time.
I used to show up with like broken hand. My hand would be like the size of a basketball. I'm like, what happened? Like, I don't know. Something happened.
What's for supper?
Yeah, what's for supper? I got to go to the hospital and get this taken care of.
Uh-huh. So, yeah, that was kind of embarrassing.
Hey, it's a new day, Bill.
That's right. It is a new day.
You're going to be the happiest kid in America tomorrow.
Yeah, you're going to take it easy.
Yeah.
Beautiful Christmas.
You're going to have a big smile, big Christmas smile.
Go to church, praise Jesus.
That's right.
Say thank you for another year on this beautiful earth.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Each day's a gift, Bill.
Then I'm going to have a Buffalo Trace Manhattan. Finish my evening.
What?
Maybe all of you go to church, praise Jesus, and have a Buffalo Trace Manhattan.
Huh? Love me, your president.
A huge Buffalo Trace Manhattan.
Do you think he'll have like a Christmas message? Like, everyone have a safe holiday.
Absolutely.
Don't do anything I wouldn't do.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
Exactly.
I need him to invest in Billy's toys. That's what I need him to do.
I'd like to announce... I'm giving Billy's toys $100 million.
I'm gonna invent that wiffle ball bat.
Wiffle
like
bat.
This guy came up with the novel idea of having a wiffle ball bat with pinholes in it. Huge.
You can fill it up with water and it still swings. It's amazing.
That's the type of brain we need.
Wiffle ball bats with pinholes. Where have all the ideas gone?
These are the leaders we need in this country.
Uh-huh. Goodness Lord.
That's right.
Forget about all this tech stuff. It doesn't get any better than wiffle balls and bats and holes. Huh?
That's right.
Innovation.
Merry Christmas, kiddos.
I hear about Billy, I think innovation.
Bill,
uh-huh.
I love you to death. That's one of the most beautiful ideas you've ever had.
Thanks.
Yeah. I can take a wiffle ball bat and put some holes in it.
Let's just poke some holes in it.
See what happens. Shoot it with a .22 maybe.
Does it hit faster?
Put some holes in that SOB.
Anything you own, put a hole in it, see if it works better. It's all trial and error. It's how Newton did it.
Best part about it is when
that's how the bowling ball was invented.
When you fill it up with water, you could swing it and like it still like it sprays water out of it.
Let's not change the blueprints. let's just keep it as a holy bat.
Well, this has been a pretty silly show.
And that's what the holidays are all about. Laughing it up.
And extremely focused, once again.
Well, I hope that everybody gets what they wanted for Christmas. Right?
Yep.
And I wish everybody in the Irish American community a very Merry Christmas from all three of us. A happy, safe New Year.
Yes.
Actually, we'll be talking to them before the New Year.
Merry, Merry Christmas to all. You can find past episodes of this show on iTunes at Free Crack, C-R-A-I-C. Underneath the Hooli's Hooli, or you can go to freecrack.com and find archived episodes there. The show is sponsored by Hibernian Transmedia. Following this show, stick around and listen to The Crack with Cooney and Hooli. That's recorded at the Irish American Heritage Center every Thursday night at 7 p.m., right? Is it 7 or 6, Bill?
7.
7.
Yeah.
Thank you. A warm and very Merry Christmas to you all. Good night and God bless.